Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who knows, but
anybody with an injury, they're always like, oh, my arm, I hate the physical therapy, what they do to my arm. And like, I say, it's been in a cast for a while. I got to loosen up the muscle or something. I guess they push it to places it doesn't go naturally.
That's their job.
But that's how they push you forward, I guess.
Right.
Their job is to inflict pain.
It's a job meant for a sadist.
That's what it sounds like.
There you go. Come on, baby. Why is everything coming so loud in my headphones?
Set voices.
Yeah, so that was that.
Now it's in my head. Thanks, Brett. Put it in! No, that's not what I mean.
Give me that head. Monica, you're going to be shocked by what I'm about to say.
You're busted. What?
I put in no further bets from the two that in the other day.
All weekend?
I didn't put anything else
nothing.
In.
Nothing.
I told you to bet the Hawkeyes and you didn't?
I didn't bet anything else. I wasn't around during the Hawkeyes thing, and I just was like, you know what? I'm down $20. I'm fine.
$20?
Excuse me, down $10. $10.
$10?
All right.
You're not feeling it?
I'm not feeling it.
You're in that big negative zone?
I'm not feeling it. People I reached out to, just nobody seems to really know what the hell they're talking about, and I certainly know jack squat about any of this stuff. So.
Enough upsets. People lost a lot, I'm sure.
I'm out. Oh, yeah, there were a lot of...
Who had money on Oral Roberts, be honest? You did not.
Monica probably did. She loves Oral.
It's a nice guy.
I'll choke on it.
See?
Yeah. No, nobody had money on Oral Roberts.
Did you take Oral, Monica?
I had no Oral all weekend.
Guaranteed. Did you watch all the games?
I was once again disappointed in Oral.
Once again.
Once again, Oral did me no favors. Once again, I was not happy with Oral.
So that's not an upset you were looking for.
Are they the ones that beat Ohio State?
Yes.
And then they beat Florida?
Yes.
And yeah, they beat Florida last night.
So they weren't. So they're just like wrecking everybody's brackets.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they're wrecking everybody's brackets.
That's the only solace I can take.
True.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the truth about it there. And... I mean, there's got to be a Cinderella. There shouldn't be 17 Cinderellas. I'm over all the Cinderellas. Let's pick one and go with it. And it can't be Loyola. Y'all had your time. Sorry, Sister Jean, but no.
I know, but it's like magic over there.
Sister Jean's team is rolling again, aren't they?
No, they did their thing. You don't get to do that again. No.
We'll see.
Well, they're doing it. They ain't listening to you.
I've been watching basketball till after midnight for 3 days in a row. I seriously might have a problem. Like, seriously.
You think?
Might have it. And last night I was like, okay, Monica, calm down. It's Oregon
State.
How
could you be that invested
Oregon State
in all these teams? You know what I'm saying? Like, when there's teams that you have zero commitment to. Look, I enjoy watching the NFL, and I will sit there and watch games that I don't have, you know, that aren't my favorite teams. But, you know, that's one day of watching football. You're in it for 3-4 days at a clip now.
First of all, there's always an angle. I can always fight. Like, Oklahoma State, Thurman Thomas went there. Oregon State, Beavers. Like, there's always something I can find, always, on any team. But also brackets. Like, my investment is the brackets. Like, I want them to be right. So I will cheer for the team. Even if I don't have any connection at all and I can't find anything, then I at least have the bracket angle.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
My bracket, I had been tied for second, which was great. In the middle of the weekend's fine. There's like three people in first and then four or five of us in second. Now I'm tied for sixth.
Okay.
This is what happens.
But you're still not out of it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You don't know what could happen to the other people. You could be right back
in. No, that's true. I still have Michigan winning the whole thing, and there's tons of people that got crushed when Illinois got knocked out. So,
dude, Illinois was in my final four, and now I'm screwed for the rest.
I got 7 of 8, 3 of 4. And my final two still left, so that's all right. That's just in the office.
Monica, what could you have been doing this weekend?
Oh my God, dude!
Other than sitting in your condo like a lunatic, watching basketball games.
Am I a lunatic?
Probably, because you watched them through. you watched every game.
A cheering lunatic, like,
right.
Like,
all
a crazy
games
fan.
All weekend, literally from noon and just flipping back and forth.
Did you have
literally watched all games?
Did you have pants on?
I had sweatpants on Saturday. This is how bad it was, JP. I need to get a life because I had
that's kind of where I'm going with this. Go ahead.
I had size medium, which for me, I usually take extra small. So I had size medium sweats on, which were just, I have to roll them over to stay up. Big old baggy sweats. And it was, hear me out when I say it was freezing cold this weekend. It was freezing cold this weekend. It didn't even get to 70 at all, not once. And it was gray and cloudy and it was windy. So I had a big old 3XL sweatshirt, a hoodie sweatshirt on, right? So I'm just in the baggiest clothes possible.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Where are you buying this stuff?
So comfy. Well, the 3XL is the CMG sweatshirt. And then I got the medium sweats at Walmart. Anyway, so I'm like, and I'm just lazy all day. No bra, no makeup. Oh, this is the best. Basketball. Then at 6:15, I'm like, I got to put some Hawkeyes on. I have to support the team. So I wore Iowa sweats, and those were extra small. But I put on the Iowa sweats, and I'm like, "Yeah, go Hawkeyes!" And then they won. Put back on the other sweats. This was
Jesus
wild.
Christ! What a loser!
Oh, this is bad. Comfy, happy, great weekend.
So, the question I started out with, like, what could you have been doing that you didn't do because you have a sickness?
Don't have a sickness.
You do.
I did get some.
You started out saying I may have a problem.
Well, I might. I. You know what? I might have a problem. I might be a little addicted. Is what it? That's the problem. I might be. Mm-hmm. I have FOMO. I have FOMO. I just know I'm going to miss that game. That's oh my god. And there's been so many down to the last literal second.
That's why you only have to watch the last 5 minutes.
How do you know who was winning the whole time and
who cares?
Who's the star of the game right now? And if they're screwing up, did they foul out? We got to know these things. Anyway, I did Saturday get a text from a couple of people, and then the one girl was like, "You're not leaving, are you?" I'm like, "No." She's like, "Can I come to your place?" I'm like, "Okay." So I'm like, "As long as you don't mind, no makeup, no bra. I'm doing laundry. Like, literally, just gonna be here. I'm not going anywhere."
That's it.
So she came over Saturday, and then Sunday I got invited to brunch, and then I got invited to day drinking afterwards, and I didn't.
And you did none of them.
I did nothing.
Really, none of that.
I stayed home.
By Sunday, you think you wouldn't be like worn down? You're like, "All right, I got to get out and do something." I'm surprised.
But basketball, I do have to go out and do something and before noon. And then after that, I did. I actually went on a run because it was so cold. So Sunday morning, I went on a run.
There you go.
A little exercise in there.
So
good for you.
Did you shower after the run?
No.
No way. I knew it.
Did you shower this morning?
This stank ass was wearing the same sweatpants.
It's bad. I might have a problem, I said.
Were you even wearing drawers?
No, I have not worn. Today, the first time I've worn panties since last Thursday. Yeah.
That's amazing. You didn't wear panties on Friday?
No. Or Saturday.
So your own snooch smell wasn't just choking you?
All up in there. It's my own stench. I don't know if I don't think it smelled, but it probably did, but I don't know. Whatever.
How is it not? How much did you run?
Oh, no, that was yesterday. Yesterday I ran. Oh, no, it was just like 5 miles.
It was just like five miles.
But it was also cold. So
Five miles of sweating snooch, and then you just go in. And you ran with no underwear on?
Yeah, because my shorts have lining in them.
Oh. All right. That's acceptable.
And it's cold out, so I didn't really sweat. It wasn't like it was hot.
She's no different than any guy on a football Sunday. Saturday and Sunday.
That is sorry.
She's playing. She's doing a guy thing right there.
I'm sorry. If I go to the gym, there's no way in hell I'm sitting there wallowing for the next 3 days in my own stank.
Here's what happened. See, in my defense, I went on the run, and then I was like, sat down or whatever. And then I was like, oh, crap, church is going to start in a little bit. So I'll just wait till after church to take a shower. And I watched that online. And then after
Would you have showered if you went in person?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, gross. Yeah.
Just making sure.
That's gross. I'm around you.
It seems you really do have a problem.
Leave it out. I might have PTA'd it, but I probably would have done.
Might have what?
PTA'd it.
PTs and butt.
Oh, like a horse bath?
The P.
Hula bath.
The T. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And I might have done that, but at least I would have done something. Yeah. And then after church was over, it's like going on 11. I'm like, I could have some breakfast. And I'm like, well.
What a busy day. My God, what are you going to do next?
I'm going to tip at noon, so I only have like,
And you're going to do the same thing for the next 3 weeks.
A lot of games today.
Well, today there's games, next weekend, Saturday, I don't think the games start until 5. So at least I'll have some time. Yeah. It's just this. You know how it is. Every March Madness, this first weekend.
I don't know.
This is how it's got to be.
Right.
I don't make the rules. Thanks for not shaming me.
You know, there's one show you can come to not be shamed, and that would be this show.
Remember where you work.
Well, I mean, what did you guys do that was not how? Let me ask you this: how were their basketball games on? And y'all, well, you don't, JP, but Roger, you have brackets. Brett, do you have brackets?
Yeah,
no.
Oh, that's
no. I might as well just throw my money in the middle of a busy highway.
Right.
That's how much I care about it and how much I think I'm going to win.
You'd rather do that.
Do that. That's more entertaining to see if somebody will stop and pick up whatever money I would use to put towards brackets.
Really? As much as you like sports, you don't get it. You don't feel it, the juice from it.
Like JP said, how do you get so excited about teams you don't have an investment in? Monica, you said you're forcing yourself. Oh, Thurman Thomas went there back in 86, so I'm gonna put my love towards that cup. When you're finding ways to force yourself to root for a sport or a team, that's the basis of why I don't watch college sports.
Mm. Yeah, I'm basically doing it for my brackets, my bets, and then if there's an underdog that's pretty awesome that I can get behind. But I mean, usually, you know, and that's because like the one seed, like Illinois, was just sucking, or Florida last night was not good, and that's why the other teams won. I'll get behind the underdog in that case, even though I picked Florida, even though I picked Illinois. You know, what are you gonna do? Your bracket's going to get blown up.
See,
you got to get used to it.
You can get into it. You can appreciate a good underdog story and an exciting game and a last.
Listen, I'm not judging you for watching the games. I'm judging you for sitting around with a rotten snooch.
Well, it wasn't rotten. It was
a 5 mile run snooch.
Well, that was Sunday though. It wasn't like
that was yesterday.
Friday,
and how many
Saturday?
Days did you go without showering before you got to that?
I really am uncomfortable about talking about this.
Because I'm right.
The wind from her run just blew off a lot of the sweat and filth.
Yeah.
So she was newly cleaned after her 5 mile run.
I'm going to give you that you showered on Friday. I'm going to give you that.
Right? Friday morning.
That might be a stretch, but I'm going to give it to you. Benefit of the doubt. It's a work day.
Okay.
You definitely didn't shower from before you left for work Friday morning until sometime maybe this morning. And that was with a 5 mile run in the mix.
But also, that was with
three full days.
You're disgusting.
Why is that gross?
You're disgusting.
I'm sitting on my couch. I'm not doing, other than the 5 mile run, which was Sunday morning. Hmm. So it wasn't like I sat in my own all weekend or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And what am I doing Saturday that I need to take a shower? Ain't nobody saw me. Well, Jamie did for a little bit. But I mean, I was just sitting there. Mm. And
so in real life, you went like 24 hours without needing a shower. Before that, you didn't really need it. But 24 hours, you did need it.
Whatever. Have you never gone without a shower?
Went 3 days?
I've never gone for a 5 mile run and didn't shower. And just laid in it for another 24 hours. No, I haven't done.
Then they tipped at noon, and then I'm not going to shower because all the games are on the whole time. So
you got to be in there. Wait till halftime.
Or two, and you got to check those. They never line up so that everybody's in halftime at the same time.
Okay.
Exactly. So
you can't
then
leave the tube.
It was last night, and I'm like, well, I could do it. I'm like, I'm going to work out in the morning. Why shower now? So
right.
I worked out this morning, and then
sleep.
I showered.
Sweaty and filthy in your sheets in your bed. Now you're showered and go to bed tonight in your sweaty, filthy sheets.
I wasn't sweaty. I honestly was not sweaty at all because it was cold out. It was not hot.
Wow. Monica. 5 mile run doesn't even get you to that point. That's incredible.
Stop it. None of us believe you.
I really wasn't. Now, it was my snooch.
Did you Febreze your pits?
Yeah, it was. Well, was my snooch the, you know, April fresh?
Did you Febreze?
No, it wasn't. But it was also not stanky.
When you got undressed to finally get in the shower, did it smell a little? Truth.
I didn't.
Be honest.
I'll be honest right now. I smelled nothing south of the equator, although my pits needed attention.
Did you do? Yeah.
So if your pits needed attention, what do you think south of the equator needed?
I didn't. There was no odor. There was no aroma.
Reaching you.
You want to bet?
What
was that movie I always referred to? The one where she, Silkwood. You needed like a. With the silk would
right over my power washer.
Right.
I will say the shower felt really nice. I should have done that already. But, JP, aren't you the one who likes a sweaty, stanky, grossness
sweaty
after
just worked
a workout?
Out girl?
Yeah, you're saying that's hot.
After right after workout, not a day and a half after it.
Some old used
it
sweat.
It just gets better with age.
Right, sure. like blue cheese.
Right.
Yeah. Touché, sister.
Right, Roger, JP, it's the Bone Real Raw Radio.
We're off and running.
Oh, I'd like to reserve just a little space in the lunch hour because I have a typical lunch hour type story that is just about food. That's one of the grossest things I've ever heard in my life.
Monica sweaty vajayjay doesn't cover that?
No, no. But it did make me think of it.
We probably should have held that for the 12 o'clock hour.
This was the appetizer.
Right. Yeah.
Delicious.
On a scale of one to Monica's sweaty vagina, how gross is it?
And, of course, in an hour.
I'm just curious because, you know, at some point, you pooped at some point in there, too.
Oh,
so now you got sweaty poop ass.
Why are you being gross right now? Why?
I'm not being gross. I'm just being honest, Monica.
You're so gross. That's gross.
I'm not gross.
I don't think you can hold that one.
I'm not the one that was wallowing my old ass stink. That was you.
Everybody poops sometimes.
Right.
Can't hold that one against you. The sweaty thing, though.
Poopy, poopy.
All right, Roger.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.